We're in the middle of the pasuk of Rabbis Machshavis Levish. There are many Machshavis in the heart of a person, the Atzas Hashem and the Eitz of Hashem, he's Sokum. So we said over from the going that Hashem puts an Eitz in a person's heart. Eitz is what somebody gets from somebody else. So Hashem puts an Eitz in somebody else's heart. And it's the Eitz of Hashem that's going to be Sokum, that's going to last, the one that's going to be. The Chofetz Chaim used to say that many people look for Eitzes, for what they do, should have continuation, it should last, there should be a kiyum, the remembrance of them in this world. In all aspects of life, they want what they should do, should have a kiyum, it should be everlasting, it should have a lasting effect. The Torah is telling us, how does one do that? V'atzas Hashem, if it works with the Atzas Hashem, hisakum, then it will last. The first step is that a person has to make sure what he's doing is it stems with the Gidrei Torah, it fits with the ways of the Torah, it fits with what the Torah wants from a person. But the Chofetz Chaim used to say that a person can find Eitzes for everyday life for in all different scenarios in the Torah. The Torah is full of Eitzes. A person just has to know how to get to it. This is what Chazal tell us. Even from the Tamchoch and Enam and Meadow Eitzes of Seshia, there's Eitzes all over the Torah that one could find in Tanakh. If he knows how to look properly, the Chofetz Chaim himself used to look for Eitzes in the Torah all the time. He could do it by World War I. He split the yeshiva when they had to leave into two machnes, the Eitzes they took from Yankov Avinu. But all over, the Chofetz Chaim used to take Eitzes from the Torah and used to say you could find Eitzes in the Torah for all questions in life. Now when a person has these rabbis machshavas, how is he supposed to know which Eitz is the Eitz of the Torah and which one's his own? How does he know which one that the Eitz of Hashem is putting in his heart? What is the Eitz of the Torah that's the Hisakum that he should strive to do it? Because this is what's going to be lasting. How does he know what's his own Machshavas? So Barley brings from the Kesser Roish, Oysa Machtas, Gila Rabbeinu Soid, Likach Eitzim La Torah. And Chav Lajo is Megala Soid, to take an Eitzah from the Torah, v'chaynu, sh'yomu b'cheshek rav, a person should learn with tremendous cheshek, ad sh'yidmoy k'loymer l'shma, so much so, that it should appear to him like he's learning l'shma, v'oz l'achshav al mavukish, and then he should think about what he wants to know about, im lasis l'alav, should he do it or not, u'kfi sh'yal al das, and whatever comes to his mind, oz then, k'en yasa, that's so he should do, v'zu hi atas ha'tayru, and that's the Eitzah of the Torah. Shabchem Lajna tells us there's a trick how to have it. The person should learn with tremendous cheshek till he's learning with Shema. And then after it, he should think about his question, and whatever Eitzah comes to his mind, that is Atzas HaTorah. Now, for Shabchem Lajna, it was something to do, but it's not a small task for many others. It's a hard job. But this is the Indian of being shoyl many times, that's Torah, that we ask, Tamei Dechachamim, different chalas and fields, that they don't have any training in, that Apidach Atav they should have no knowledge in. But they are Zaycha to get to know what the Atzas Hashem is, because when they're learning Torah Lishma, the Eitzah that comes to them first, that is the Atzas HaTorah. And therefore they could know and see beyond what people would expect of them, because they're Zaycha to Siyat Dishmaya through the Atzas HaTorah that they have, and that therefore their Eitzah is the Atzas Hashem, and it has a Kiyum to it. Atzas Hashem la'olam tamei. The Eitzah of Hashem will last forever. Machshavas liboy l'dar v'dar. So the Rekech explains that no really machshavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no leva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a play on words like we see many times. Did Yishmi la'ozen, like Chazal tell us. Many times we find that in the Torah, that the Torah describes Hashem kilo basar v'dam, just as in a descriptive manner, so we should be able to understand it, should sound right to us, even though it's not really there. The Malbim, Shem Shavah Hirsch, others, Shem Shavah Hirsch and the Sitz Chitzchok, they explain that Hashem wants that the world should run in a peaceful, civil way with laws. But human nature, each person wants, it's a Shrei Chaimi Balu, each person wants to be able to swallow up his friend. Everybody, it's a rat race, everybody wants to reach the top, to be king of the mountain. That's what every person wants. And it's only because of the Atzas Hashem that the world, that Hashem puts into the leaders' minds, that they shouldn't let the world run like that, but they should make a civil society out of it. That's why there's some kiyum of normalcy to the world, and it's not each person just devouring his friend while he tries to reach the top. And it's the Eitz of Hashem that the world should have a lasting kiyum, and it shouldn't be each person destroying the other person to get his needs, his wants. Because Maimonides explained that we say Atzeh Hashem Lo'olam Tamei, the Eitz of Hashem lasts forever. Machshav is Liber the Dar V'Dar, but Machshav of his heart is from generation to generation. What does this mean? They explain that we're saying Hashem's Eitz lasts forever. There's no changing of it. Whatever Hashem wants and did will last forever. If you have a question that it looks like things change from generation to generation, so you see the Eitz of Hashem is changing, and then we answer no. Hashem was Karim Miroish. He saw the future, the generations of the world, what's going to be. And Hashem has his master plan. Nothing deviates in the master plan. How to come to the master plan, Hashem set forth in the beginning of time that each dar should be different according to the needs of the dar, according to their level, according to their needs, according to what needs to be done with them. Therefore, we see the shinui in the different dairis. But it's not because the eights of Hashem changed, but it's because the dairis are different than Hashem wants the same ultimate master plan to reach in all of the dairis. Therefore, the way it comes through to it is changed from generation to generation, but the plan of Hashem remains the same forever. Mishabah Fashal Hirsch says that this is the oilam that we said many times, it's halim, it's hidden, that the eights of Hashem is hidden from us. The mount that it stands, we can't see how it stays the same. It looks like it's changing, but ultimately will come the day that we'll see that the Ratzon Hashem comes out, and we'll see how the whole world was set forth into emotion to bring out the ultimate plan of Hashem. Ki hu amar ve'yehi, Hashem with his plan said, and it was. This is the creation of the world that Hashem said it. Hutziva ve'yamid, and these are the etzes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem commanded it and it stayed up. So these are Eitzes where Hashem did actions. Victor Miller says, Makshavis Liboy refers not to that, but we'll get to later the next psukim. Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo Kol Yisoos Gulase, that Hashem chose Yaakov, that he made him just through a promise that he'll be, the Kol Yisoos will be chosen. The promises of Hashem, those are called Makshavis Liboy because they weren't actions that were done like the creation of the world, and even the promises of Hashem last from generation to generation. Now, and therefore, L'chayr, we're bringing the examples of both. The theory of Victor Miller, he doesn't explain it specifically, but that's what it is. The first psukim, Ki Amar Ve'eh, Utsiv V'yamid, created a world that lasts. And then we say, the Ki Yaakov Baruch Hu Kol Yisrael L'Sgula Asay, that's the promises of Hashem, which are the wants of the Hashem, and that stays forever as well. Now we say, Ki Hu Amar Ve'eh, Hashem said it, and it was, because the world was created through Dibur, by Sar Ma'amaris, Nivru Ha'ilam. Hashem creates through speaking. Hutsiva v'yamid, Hashem commanded and it stood. So what this Hutsiva v'yamid is, there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim, and really they complement each other. One pshat is Hutsiva v'yamid. It's not enough that Hashem created the world, but we need Hashem constantly commanding for the world to stand, because Hashem wouldn't be constantly supporting the world would collapse. And therefore, even though Hashem said and the world came, but it needs Utsiva V'yamay, and Hashem commands and it should constantly stay. But there's more than that. The Mefarshim point out that there was times in history where Utsiva V'yamay, Hashem commanded, and the world stopped running. By Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yam stopped flowing. The Chama was Oymed for Yeshua, for Nagdim Ben Gurion, for other people. The Chama was stood when Hashem commanded. Shasha Horish points out that through these actions that people believe that Hashem created the world, because you see you need that the world needs the constant support of Hashem to hold it up, and wherever Hashem doesn't make it, the nature continue its course, it doesn't run its course. And that's the Utsiva V'yamid. Hashem sometimes commands that the world should stop, and from there we see that the world constantly needs Hashem's command to keep on going, because it's based on the support of Hashem, and at any time it could be plunged back to darkness, it can be stopped from what it's doing. Without the constant tzivu of Hashem, without the constant support from Hashem supporting the world. Kivach Hashem b'tzion, because Hashem chose tzion, Yishlaim, the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem chose to be Masher Yishchina there. Revigdomar points out, it doesn't just mean the Beis HaMikdash, but it means, Oyev Hashem is Shari, Mitzion HaBa'alocha, it's called tzion. Hashem the Tziyana Baalach is called Tziyan, and the Gemara tells us. So Hashem is Bachar in the base of Mikdash and the Sharma Tziyana Baalach. Evil, the Maisha Loi, Hashem desired it as a place to dwell. Some Sefer says that evil is Aleph Vav Hey. Rumors this in the Kadmainim also, that we said that the Kiyod al Kais Ka, that in a case, Kisa Shalom, in Hashem Shalom, Achim Kodeshmei Shalom Malik. So the word key case is missing the Aleph from the word Kisei. The Ka is missing the Vav and the Hey from the Shem Hashem. So evil is the Isis of the Shem Hashem that are missing, the Maisha of Loi, to be a permanent Maisha of the Hashem, because Hashem wants that this, there should be a Shos Hashkirim B'Tachtainim, but also in Mikdash Hashkanti B'Saychem, Hashem wants and desires to be Mashah Shechinasai in Klal Yisrael, in this world. And that's the ultimate plan that eventually it will come to. Ki Yaakov Bocha Loika, because Yaakov Hashem chose for himself. And this is the Atz Hashem for the creating the world, because Bishvil Shri Sol Shanikri Rashis, Shamir Jabazia, one of the Rebbeim Rashi explains that this is that the world was created for Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means, Kiyake Bacha Loika. This is the original plan, that the world was created because of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Gulasai. So we know always, Yisrael is for his treasure. Yisrael is a higher level than Yaakov. So a treasure, the Mepharshim explained, is guarded more than just somebody that somebody chose. A chosen nation is not as watched as a precious treasure. When Klal Yisrael is the Madrega of Yisrael, then we're watched as the treasure of Hashem. Now what does it mean, Ki Yaakov Bochar Loi Ka? It should have said, Ki Yaakov Bochar Ka, that Hashem chose Yaakov. Bochar Loi Ka, what's that? That he chose for himself. So the Rekech says that Hashem chose it for himself. What does this mean, that Hashem chose it for himself, so to speak? The Teretz Chaim in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Zayin explains that the Gemara says over there, Shem Ba'yichoy says, no matter how many tzaddikim there are, him and his son are amongst them. We're talking about how many tzaddikim are in every door. And he goes down in Be'isav and Emuliyim, Watim Heim, Aniyah B'ni B'Saychem. Im Elef Hein Aniyah B'ni B'Saychem. Then he says, Im Shnayim Heim, if there's only two, Aniyah B'ni B'Saychem. The fact that Teretz Chaim, why didn't he say if there's only one, that it's me? So Teretz Chaim explains that it's not possible for there only to be one. Because the world needs, there's three amudim of the world. The support of the world needs three. There's always three that are necessary. That's the support, the kitzesh shalosh regalim, like Rashi says. There's three amudim. So there always needs to be at least three tzaddikim. So Shem Barichai said, it could be Aniyu B'ni, me and my son, that's two. And HaKadosh Baruch with Tzidka Shalom could be the third, because he can starve with them like we find. But Avraham Avinu said, "Mestayv v'amar that Hashem should be mitzaref with them. Hashem could be mitzaref with other two tzaddikim to support the world." So says the Teretz Chaim that Avram was the one tzaddik, Yitzchak was the second tzaddik. At that time, Hashem was the third tzaddik. He was the Tzidkei Shel Olam. Hashem was the third Amud of the world. When Yaakov came, Yaakov was the third pillar of the world, because always Hinei and Merkava, they're the supporters, the foundations of the world, the Amudim of the world. And therefore, Yaakov was chosen by Hashem, for Hashem, to, so to speak, Kaviyachah, replace Hashem in the support of the world. He was the third tzaddik of the Olam. Yisrael Skulasai. So Teretz Chaim explains that when you have three supports, there's two on top and one in between them underneath. In the tripod shape, you don't have three legs of a square and the fourth one missing. Then it will be lopsided. But in physics, you need, in order that it should stand, and scientifically and practically, in order that it should stand, anything with three legs has to have two on top and one underneath them, in between them. So that's the shape of a segel. Yisrael was the segel, but Teretz Chaim explains that it's like that because in the Midas as well, there's Apikabola, there's Chesed and Din, and between them, coming out of them underneath, is Tiferes, and that was the Midah of Yaakov. So it's Sai in practicality, and Sai because of the Midas, the way they go, it was in the shape of a segel. Yisrael was the third part of the segel, the bottom part of the segel. He created the segel. He was the third tzaddik of the world. And that's what we mean, Yisrael l'skulasei. Yisrael was the segel. He completed the segel. He was the third support. And he completed the support of the world. Because the Avos Hayinu and Merkava, they're the ones that are holding up the world. Ki lo yitoish Hashem amoy. Hashem will not push away his nation. V'nachlos ad l'yazov. And they will not have forsaken his nachla. So what is the difference between Yitosh and Yazov? And why do we say Amoy and Achlosai? So the Malbim explains that Yitosh is a stronger level of pushing away. That he won't push it away. That's for Amoy, that's for the regular people. Achlosai is for the people that are in a higher madrig, the Nachla of Hashem. Those people, not only doesn't Hashem push them away, but he doesn't even forsaken them. Rav Yigdal Miller explains the reason why the people are called Nachla when they're in their higher madrego is because a Nachla inheritance is something that produces a profit. So tzaddikim, that are an ultimate gain, they have more mitzvahs than avheiros. They're like a Nachla, they create profit. Those people, not only doesn't Hashem push them away, but Le'yazav, he doesn't forsaken them. Now the Rekech says that how are we Amoy? When we're kosher through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah, through the Torah, that's how we're zeichet to be the Am Hashem. And we're zeichet that Hashem doesn't forsake us and He doesn't push us away. Now if you look in the Pasuk in Tehillim beforehand, the Pasuk says that Hashem gives Yisurim to Klal Yisrael. So Shlomo Shofar Hirsch explains that that's the Hemshech of this Pasuk. Ki lo yitosh Hashem Amoy. The reason Hashem gives Yisurim to Klal Yisrael is because he didn't push them away, and he didn't leave his inheritance forsaken for anybody to take and not watching it. Meaning, somebody that has a field and weeds and thorns not growing in the field. So if it's a forsaken field, he lets the weeds and the thorn grow and no one tends to it, no one prunes it, no one weeds it. No one takes away all the, rips out all the rotten things in the field. But if there's somebody that cares about it, it's about a pulse. Whenever the thorns start to grow, whenever the weeds start to come, or when there's too many branches, he prunes it and he takes care of it. So too Hashem, he cares about his nachla. He didn't forsaken it. And therefore he gives them Yisurim to better them. Just like the farm that's plucking out the weeds and the thorns in the field to better the field. So too Hashem gives us Yisurim to better us so we should come perfected. Hashem has a lot of mercy and He forgives Averis and He doesn't destroy the everybody that a lot to hold back His anger and He doesn't pour out all of His anger or His anger at all, as we saw Pshatim earlier in the Haidu. We're not going to explain these Pshatim again. This one in Hashem Mashiach, which we both saw in Haidu. Hashem Mashiach, Hashem, help us, HaMelech Enenu, our King, answer us, B'yam Kareinu. To say over that the Shlomo Gemazia says over here, why are we saying this pasuk over here? How does it fit in? And he explains that we're saying now that Hashem won't forsake Klal Yisrael. The problem is that Klal Yisrael can have a buildup of chatayim, of many chatayim from years and decades and centuries. And what's going to stop Hashem from bringing us the punishment we deserve because we did so many chatayim? The answer to that is that Hashem, through tshuva, is mechaper the chatayim of Klal Yisrael. There's a midah, v'chaper ovim, and that causes v'yashchis, that we'll never be forsaken by Hashem, because we always have a way out through tshuva, to mechaper on averus, and therefore they won't build up to the extent that we'll have to be forsaken.